want to start off. I don't know if Denver, or since we're in Palm Beach, or Palm Beach has it, but President Trump, media did a very good job of breaking it down today, as they often do, or they're a left-wing rag. They do a good job of following what's important out there. President Trump went full Bannon today on Rupert Murdoch in the Wall Street Journal. And I mean, he said, look, they're obnoxious. They haven't written a good story about him in years. I think he actually calls out the Murdochs, too. Just really, really upset. Now, what's he upset about? There's a piece, an article. And hey, it did come off a press release, I think, out of the campaign. But the sheriff in Florida, and we had Sheriff Mack on here from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers the other day, talking about, hey, this sheriff might be a good guy, but he's the wrong guy for DEA for a whole host of reasons. Went through the whole thing, chapter and verse, and said he would strongly recommend that that be reconsidered. And he had a number of other, he thought, folks that really more in line with President Trump's agenda than the individual from Florida. Well, the individual said he pulled out. President Trump said, hey, he didn't pull out. I pulled him out. And the Wall Street Journal wrote it up as the former. I think that might have actually been part of the press release. Who knows? But President Trump is being very obvious that he got rid of him because he said what he said about the pastors. My strongest recommendation is somebody ought to inform the president of the complete record of these folks before they press him. We see this in political endorsements all the time. Just that's a fact that, you know, I get blown up by the audience. How did this happen? How did this happen? You find it later. Not all the information is there on this one. What looks like a disaster could turn out to be quite a benefit. We've asked Sheriff Mack to join us again. Sheriff Mack, by the way, good call the other day, sir. I know the president thinks very highly of you and your organization. Sure, he took that to heart in this decision. Walk me through. Your complaints were not just about Democrats, but also you have some very specific ideas about DEA having worked with them. What are the characteristics that the president should be looking for the head of DEA?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for helping us with that, because this was a very poor choice, and Trump would have lived to regret it later. So we're glad Chronister's out of the way. He should have never been considered. And I'm really glad, though, Steve, I got to tell you, I'm really glad that the president is looking at sheriffs to be part of his administration. If we're going to really clean up Washington, D.C., we got to have a, quote, new sheriff in town. And someone who's not involved in Washington, D.C. politics and the elitism of Washington, D.C., and who's a dedicated lawman and has experience in working drugs, especially near the border or at the border and across the border. And so, yes, I really praise President Trump for his leadership here, and that he's looking at sheriffs. And one name that I told you already, if it were me, I would totally pick Sheriff Mark Lamb to be there. He's a dedicated lawman. He's honest. He's constitutional, and he's very experienced at the border. He's worked with President Trump before, and he would be a great choice. There are others. There's other great sheriffs in Florida. Sheriff Rick Staley would be great. Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County would be great. Sheriff Dar Leaf, L-E-A-F, from Michigan, would be a butt kicker for this administration. We need somebody who really won't put up in D.C. corruption and really get moving.
I think we just froze up there. You want to go? Do we have to reboot that? Let's go ahead and reboot it. I want to get the sheriff back up because I want to hear this. It's very important, not just for DEA, a drug enforcement administrator. That's the head cop over DEA. And remember, President Trump, and he's had this conversation with the president of Mexico. President Trump's going to go on offense about the cartels, just no doubt. Now, there's, I don't know, 600,000 criminal aliens in the country that we have not shipped back home. They're essentially infesting the prison and jail system in this country and putting a tremendous burden over it. That's got to be rectified. But the cartels have to be broken. And I've been a big advocate. I was an advocate in the first term. And I thought we were getting that. I think all of us thought we were getting that in John Kelly. We were not. I think they have to go on offense. You have to go on offense to get these cartels. Sheriff Max with us. Just not DEA, but other positions, because you named a lot of sheriffs there that would be great to be in other parts of the administration, in DHS, maybe even assistant over the FBI, because cash is going to clear it clean house there. What other parts of the government do you think the sheriffs ought to be part of?
Definitely anything to do with helping Cash, get him some deputies and assistants that are sheriffs from all walks of life and or all parts of the country. Sheriff Mark Lamb, probably, I don't think anybody could beat him at all. I told you before, even when they picked Cash, that I thought Sheriff Mark Lamb should be a part of it, part of the Justice Department, part of the FBI, DEA, absolutely. The DEA has had some corruption problems in the past. They're deep state people, and getting a sheriff in there to clean it up is absolutely vital. So, yes, I would love to volunteer my services to President Trump to help him pick someone who he would totally trust and would have his back in all of this going on. And I would recommend, I've already done this with Tom Homan, I recommend that he get some sheriff to help him.
Did we lose him again? Okay, let's go. I don't think the reboot's going to do. Let's try it one more time, maybe. Sheriff, no, there's been all this. There's been a, I tell you what, let's wait till the bottom of the hour to try to do it again. I want to make sure this works this time. There's been a lot of controversy in the in DEA pick, and not just the DEA pick. I mean, that was very controversial. Here's what I love about the posse. Make sure if you see, you know, if you see something, say something. This all came from Twitter and Getter and social media, and a firestorm was created about the original pick. And it was just unacceptable. And remember, we're here to back President Trump's picks. We just want to make sure he has full information sometimes. I think the Surgeon General is another issue. Other than that, I think people may not be totally happy, but hey, they're ecstatic about most of these, and particularly the senior picks. Some of the number twos are coming in also. Now, President Trump saying this, not me, but he said, hey, look, this guy did not drop out. He says, this is a President Trump posted on social media. Let me read it in its entirety. The Wall Street Journal is becoming more and more obnoxious and unreadable. Today's main headline is Trump's DEA pick pulls out in latest setback. With all that's happening in the world, and this is their number one story of the day. Besides, he didn't pull out. I pulled him out because I did not like what he said to my pastors and other supporters. But more importantly, what's my latest setback? I just won the presidency of the United States. They haven't written a good story about me in years. Somebody over there ought to look at what they're doing. The only one worse than them is the stupid China-centric Forbes magazine. Wow. And I take it back. He did not mention the Murdochs by name. I'll do it here. I think the last time they had a good article about you, President Trump, if memory serves me correctly, is when you did the tax cuts. They'd be loving him some tax cuts.